With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Top member of the Trump administration testifying on Capitol Hill Thursday, defending the president's health care policies. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified on President Donald Trump's health care agenda before the Senate Finance Committee.
Let me start with the big picture. Under President Trump's leadership, we at HHS are enacting a once-in-a-generation shift from a sick care system to a true health care system that tackles the root causes of chronic disease.
The hearing comes following the firing of CDC Director Susan Monterey less than a month into her tenure. The secretary defended new policies for vaccinations in public schools. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Well, meanwhile, controversy in the Sunshine State over those vaccinations.
Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo announced that the state plans to be the first to eliminate vaccine mandates in schools. Fort Lauderdale mother Yvette Fayas says it isn't a good idea.
Because we believe in science, and science over and over, it's like we have to believe in this.
But Lydia Clark, also in Fort Lauderdale, said her 7-year-old grandchild had never been vaccinated. Now she's ecstatic that she won't have to keep securing exemptions.
But I don't believe that it should have ever been enforced on any of us.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Many Floridians say they fear the dreaded diseases held in check for decades by vaccines could flare up again if too many people are not immunized. Joe Biden has undergone surgery to remove skin cancer lesions. A spokesman for the former president confirms that Biden received Moss surgery, which removes skin until no cancer remains. Joseph McNeil, a key figure in the civil rights movement, has died at the age of 83. He was one of four students who staged a sit-in at a segregated Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina in 1960. This is SRN News. Now, the Pew Research Center studying religious decline.
And he reports that the first step in a country's turn toward being more secular is when people stop going to church. A new paper published in the journal Nature Communications using Pew data indicates that when worship service attendance drops, it eventually leads to people deciding that faith is less important in their lives. And finally, it leads to the abandonment of religion altogether. Here in the U.S., church attendance has been declining for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Will Graham, grandson of Billy Graham, planning a trip to Europe next month to preach the gospel. He is slated to hold a weekend festival in Estonia on October 18th and 19th. Contemporary Christian artists will perform, and Graham will preach both days. Following that trip, he is slated to take his gospel message to several Florida cities, including Tallahassee, Gainesville, and Sarasota. This is SRN News. It was a good day on Wall Street.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 rose 0.8%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rallied 1%. Treasury yields fell following data that showed weaker hiring among private employers and a potential increase in layoffs. Neither is flashing a recession, but a slowdown in the job market could push the Federal Reserve to cut its main interest rate for the first time this year during its meeting in a few weeks. A more comprehensive jobs report is due Friday, which will likely carry more weight with the Fed. Damian Troisi, New York.
In a high-tech dinner Thursday evening at the White House, as President Trump has hosted a high-powered list of tech CEOs on hand, Microsoft's founder Bill Gates, Apple CEO Tim Cook was there, also Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and about 12 others. More details at srnnews.com.